This podcast is very not safe for work. This episode of Friday Night Fan Fiction was originally published on the Nerdy Show Network.
Oh, Kelly, I love you. I love when you suck my cock.
I thought you said O.R. Kelly.
My mind is telling me no, but my body, is telling me yes.
Maybe he finally came out of the closet. We don't know.
Maybe.
This spring, NSN brings you the most heartfelt sitcom of a generation.
Now, kids, settle down, and I'll teach you the secret of good cooking. You need two things. One, nonstick cookware. Two, lots of good, moist, tenderizing
loving. With all their family coming to live together under one roof due to the economic recession, stress is high, and the Night Horse household is bursting at the seams.
It's my turn to play with the funny back massager.
No, it's my turn to play with it.
Mine!
No, mine!
Where did you get that from, kids? That's your answer, and I think it needs to be washed.
I need a stiff drink and a stiffer back massage.
But through frustration comes purpose, and through hardship, they discover what they never lost in the first place. Their love.
Why did you do that? Why do you keep shutting me out? All I want to do is be there for you!
I know, but I can't control my gaming fix, and I don't want to let you in on that pain. You're already suffering enough.
We suffer together! That's what being a family means!
Every Wednesday at 8 p.m., bring your family to meet ours and laugh your way through the tears. You may just leave with more in your head and more in your heart.
I'm sorry I put your Game Boy in the toilet.
I'm sorry I shaved my crotch on your toothbrush. Wait! You did what to my Game Boy?
Keep it down, you youngins. Grandma can't hear the latest Glenn Miller from the Squawky Box.
Can we put her in the home yet?
She already is home. Our home.
Keep up with the Night Horse family on Friday Night Fan Fiction, a family-friendly romp for friends and family of all ages.
Warning, show is rated NC-17 for reasons that will become increasingly obvious with every passing minute of listening. Not for families, ever.
Son, it's time for you to become a man.
Okay, if you're becoming a man, son, here's a pop quiz for you. Give me a 3-line haiku about your penis.
All right, give me a second.
Wait, about my penis?
Yes, I need a 3-line haiku about your penis. I'll wait. The teacher will wait.
His schlong was so long. Sean, help me out.
Hang on.
Behold in mine balls.
There.
The curvature. It stings. My hair is too long.
My haiku for the consideration of the Midnight Society. Veiny, shiny shaft. Stroking till midnight and on. I've too much free time.
Ooh, that's good.
Here's mine. It's long, but not much. My doctor, he was quite good. Dave, don't touch my pants.
Touch what I want.
Even the chicken laughed.
Fuck it, Steve-O wins. He got the chicken to laugh.
Logan, did you finish yours?
Did I finish my
haiku?
My haiku?
Yes.
No.
Damn. Well,
it's too hard.
I'm not getting paid for this.
That should be one of the last lines.
I'm not getting paid at all. Hard.
No,
behold him all now.
I would say
the man called One Ball Wonder.
One time.
This joke is really dead.
It's snowy on Mount Fuji.
This is Friday Night Fan Fiction. Joining us tonight, our regular host, David, Sean, Logan, Val, and our guest tonight, our Asterol and Deluxe. Welcome, everyone.
Hooray.
Let's read some shit.
Well, that's great. Our regular host is like, I don't want to be here. And our guest is like, yeah, I'm so excited. It's so snowy on Mount Fuji.
What you're saying is...
is that Logan is going to read everything right now and I can go play Grand Theft Auto.
No, that is not what I'm saying.
No, you are forced to stay here and then I will read everything.
Unequivocally, you do not get to go.
I will read it all in Val's voice.
Not again, please.
Wait, no. Can you read it in Val's voice if she were Val Venus?
Muppet Val doesn't work that way.
No, more Muppet Val.
I love Muppet Val.
You love Muppet Val.
Muppet Valleys, they live in a valley.
All right, tonight's order is 3 salmon avocado rolls, 2 smoked salmon cream cheese roll. Oh, wait, that's not the order of readers. That's my order.
You want fries with that?
Salmon roll money at, dude.
Yeah. Also, salmon skin roll and volcano roll.
I would love a volcano roll right now, man.
Steve, when are we going to go get sushi again?
Oh, at Watami?
Yeah.
I changed over to headset.
Thanks for doing that 10 minutes into the show.
Yeah, we really wish you before the show, but whatever.
Hey, you didn't ask.
Fuck it, we do it live.
Mm. That's right.
Really? You gotta ask, dude. If you want it done, you gotta ask, because Dave don't put any effort.
So we just have to ask.
Hey, David, I'm going to ask you to never play video games while we're doing this show ever again.
Sure, no problem.
Checkmate.
And his penis grew 3 sizes that day.
You don't have the power to make my penis huge. It's already that way.
Hold on, let me send a dick pic to David.
What?
Oh, dude, are you just going to send me another picture of Richard Nixon?
All right. I know we got to read fanfics, but I got to send... I gotta send Dave my dick.
What is that picture that you just posted, Black? What the fuck, dude?
Oh my god.
I see you've got yourself a really powerful willy there, George Jetson. I like that they both have nipples, like really, really pointy, jagged nipples.
All the way at the bottom of their pecs.
Yes. Yeah,
at the bottom of their pecs. Like, their muscles are so, like, malformed that the boob is now inverted.
That's all right.
Their strength.
I'm looking at Fred Flintstone, and now I can't unsee a very angry elephant.
Oh my goodness, yes, I see it.
This is Banging at Bayside, page 13. First up is Astral, being refereed by David.
Good
luck, don't die.
Was this the one where the dude was gonna fuck his mom?
Yes.
Yes.
No, his mom wanted to fuck him.
Wait, yeah. Isn't this Saved by the Bell fanfiction?
Yes.
All right, so Zach's mom never actually appeared on camera in Saved by the Bell. For whatever reason, he just didn't have parents.
Mm.
You know, just like all teens.
Oh, yeah, all teens in the 90s anyway.
I had parents until I stopped going to school, and then I got
I had 2 parents until a few years ago.
You know what, Logan? You can join Tony and I in the Dead Dad Club.
Yeah, Dead Dad Club. I have tons of friends in that club.
I had a dad, then I became Batman.
Okay, now read Astral.
Implying that he died.
They walk into Zach's bedroom and ripped their clothes off. They crawled onto his bed and started kissing their tongues, wrestling as they groped each other's bodies. She reached down and started stroking his cock. I love the way your hands feel on my cock.
Nope.
So much better.
Try again.
Yeah, man.
It's not plural.
You were so
close. It's not plural.
And yet so far.
Oh. You almost had it, man. You were like promised land, bro.
Love the way your hand feels on my cock.
Oh,
so much
well, that's great, that. Because I do lotion.
I love the way your cock feels, she said with a wicked grin, and how it tastes. Kelly kissed
like skin.
That's a lie. That's a lie, and I know it.
Oh.
Some people like the taste of skin.
Everybody knows that Dustin sweat. Diamond does not have skin. So
damn it.
Go.
I'm going to go order my salmon skin rolls right now.
Dude.
Are you?
Stop talking about salmon skin rolls.
Steve.
It's fish bacon.
It is fish bacon.
Can you like send some of that my way? I'm really hungry.
Dave, stop begging for food on the show.
Please, sir.
This is like the second week in a row.
There's a reader or listener challenge. What would David's hobo sign say?
All right, so first off, that's either a really good compliment because of my many skills or a savage scathing jab at the lack of my many skills.
It's both.
I think it's a savage scathing jab at the fact that you beg too much.
Real read smut for food.
Not bad, yeah, that'd be right. Although I don't even know anybody who would take me up on that offer.
Will level your character in Final Fantasy 14 for food.
Wait, will I what?
You will level someone's character in Final Fantasy 14 for food.
No, I wouldn't do that.
See, in my mind, I see David with very long hair, not much beard, just very haggard, like, clothes that he got from GameStop, so like a Barbie Horse Adventures shirt.
They don't give out shirts for that game. They give out
custom
figures.
Print one for you if we have to.
And okay. Jeans.
Someone please send me a Barbie fucking Dreamhouse shirt. I'll wear it on the show.
Walking down a panhandle on a sweaty day in Florida, and he just walks up to a car with a sign that says, "Steve, give me Wolfenstein and also Chinese food."
And yeah. No, like, I will not do anything for it. Just give me both.
Just give me both. You don't need them. Give me your Chinese food and Wolfenstein. Do it.
Oh, wait, the fan fiction.
Oh, yeah, that's a thing.
There was a thing. And apparently the dogs want me to take them out.
So, Steve, I noticed the will that you give from Wolfenstein.
As soon as I get some oxygen!
Dave, stop fucking begging on the show!
I'm not begging. I asked. There's a difference.
Steve, give Please me Wolfenstein, also breathable okay. air.
No, it doesn't. Well, I mean, that's crazy talk.
Okay. Thanks, all right, I'm good. Astral, please continue.
Kelly kissed her way down his chest, stopping to lick his nipples. This sent a shiver down his spine. She kissed on down and licked a drop of free cum off the head and said, "Better than a malt at the max."
Max must suck.
Yeah, right?
Because malts are awesome.
Yeah, malts are great. They are way better.
I think you're just discounting how good this dude's pre-cum tastes.
Look, unless it's like fucking molten chocolate, I don't think it's going to be good.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know what Zach looks like.
What if Saved by the Bell is an alternate universe where
hold on, let me get Zach Saved by the Bell.
She opened her mouth and slid about halfway down the shaft. She started slowly sliding up and down, licking the shaft as she went. He moaned and put his hand on the back of her head, trying to push her further down a shaft. Oh. He bobbed her head up and down, loving the way it felt, sliding in and out of her mouth.
All right, so for context, for people who haven't seen Saved by the Bell, these are the two that are fucking right now.
So Barbie and Ken.
Yeah, yes. Pretty much.
Yep.
Okay, the bottom picture, because of the way the hair falls, her neck does not look like it should support her head.
No.
Right?
Come on, Barbie, let's go party.
Yeah. And Deluxe says that, yes, that dude's pre-cum has got to be chocolate. So, moving on.
Yeah, moving on. She took it out of her mouth and slowly licked it from bottom to top.
Blah, blah, blah. It just occurred to me that Deluxe is actually here in voice, so...
Hello!
Deluxe, would you like to say that thing that I just credited to you?
Sure. Oh, yep, God. That dude's pre-cum has gotta be chalk. Please read.
Oh, Kelly, I love you. I love when you suck my cock. You look
I thought
so
you
good.
Said O.R. Kelly.
My mind is telling me no, but my body...
Maybe he finally came out of the closet. We don't know.
Maybe.
Oh, wow.
Your lips feel so good. Lick my balls. Take them in your mouth and suck them.
With all of the emphasis and delivery of Microsoft Sam.
Oh, R. Kelly, I love when you suck.
Oh, Clippy. Oh.
Oh, God. Someone just told me they were listening to this at an armory for the army.
Oh.
God bless America.
Okay, as a service member, I remember doing shit like that, too. You gotta do a lot of stuff to make yourself sane during times of not doing anything. And there's a lot of times of not doing anything. So, you know, I don't blame
them. God bless the internet, really.
Right? Thanks, internet.
She stretched out between his legs so she could have better access to his balls. She sucked one and then the other into her mouth. She was stroking his cock with her left hand and rubbing her clit with her right. Meanwhile, Zach's mom had snuck into the house and was kneeling in the hallway watching through the open door. Just creeper style.
Sorry. I just
I just really like it when I pick an emote and then like six other people pick the emote. It's really fantastic.
Watching Kelly sucking Zach's cock and balls making her very wet. She reached down and rubbed her pussy through her shorts. She stripped off her clothes. She didn't know what she would say if she got caught. Kelly kept licking Zach's balls, and then she looked lower, running her tongue over his asshole. That sent a shiver down his spine, and he moaned loudly.
Please don't be washed.
Nope. Sorry.
Wasn't it decided last time they all do M&Ms, like, every time they take a shit?
M&Ms?
Yeah, they all do M&Ms?
They all do M&Ms! So it's real chocolate rain.
No.
Some stay dry while others feel the pain.
No, it's not chocolate. They, you know, shove mom's spaghetti in there.
All right, let's get back to the reading now.
Mom's spaghetti.
She stuck her tongue up his ass as far as she could.
Oh, that's fishing for some chocolate nuggets.
Oh baby. Oh God, Kelly, lick my ass.
Not into it.
Oh.
Was that a tea Stick kettle or a toddler?
I believe that was a toddler.
A little of both.
He's seven.
Yes.
What's your point?
Nothing.
Fair enough.
Fix this. Got him.
I've never felt anything like this. She pulled her tongue out and took his cock back in her mouth and sucked as hard as possible. Then...
Slurp!
It's the spaghetti.
Mom's spaghetti.
Then she took her right hand, which was covered with her juices, and slid a finger up his ass. That was all he could take, and he felt his balls tighten as he shot a huge load of cum into Kelly's mouth. She swallowed it all, then pulled his dick from her mouth with a loud pop.
Oh, penises should not make loud pops when they come out.
Otherwise, you should go see a doctor.
Yep.
Yeah, something is very wrong.
If you have dick pops, please see a doctor.
Dick pops from the creator of Tootsie Pops.
Like, side effects stop may doing what you're doing and run to a doctor naked.
Side effects may include dick pop.
And depression.
Oh, sad face. If you have thoughts of suicide, please see your doctor about new dick pops. And also in Korea, if you fucking cheat in a video game, you can go to prison.
Yeah, they're
good. Fuck those guys.
And North Korea has the smallest penis size.
Really? By what metric?
You should read the last line.
Well, it's so gigantic. It's
she
like a
grinned at Zach and said, "Good to the last drop."
Thank you. Next up is Logan being refereed by me.
Barbecue in sauce. The hallway, Melanie couldn't believe what she had just seen. She had never thought of anything anal, and here was 14-year-old Kelly Kapowski licking and sticking her finger up her son's
disclaimer,
ass.
We do not condone underage sex in any way, shape, or form!
We just read about it.
Ah!
She shoved three fingers in her pussy as she orgasmed.
That was fantastic, Kelly! Where did you learn to do that?
Prison.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, God.
I just thought I'd try it.
It spooked my fucking dog.
No, Master, no.
Haven't you ever used
Please don't
computer?
Do this.
Yeah, I have a time or two, and I didn't expect you to know about something like that. You'd be surprised, but I know.
Again, from prison.
Okay, so Muppet and Val is slowly becoming Bubs.
Yeah.
Like hey, Steve-O, you jumped over some of my boob cubes.
What do you mean? I am your first, aren't I?
Of course you are, my first guy.
You mean you've been with a girl? For the dicks on women, my God.
Say that one more time, Logan.
You mean you've been with a girl?
Only two. Hey, hey, hey.
Zach's cock sprang back to a full erection at the thought of Kelly eating out another girl's pussy. He asked as he started stroking his cock again.
It was the female version of
AJ. I don't know if I should tell you. As fast as your cock got hard, when I said it, it might make you come if you knew.
Also, did you say stroking or stoking?
Well, based on the fact that it says stoking on the page, I'm going to say stoking.
10 points to Logan Door.
I'm going to say that's what I said.
I'm going to pull a Steve and just cheat. Come on.
Go to North Korean jail.
Come on, Kelly. Oh, I have to know.
Okay, first was Nikki, then Lisa.
It was at that moment that I came directly out of my pants.
Directly out of your pants?
Yeah.
Bam!
Boom.
Boom!
Boom! Crunch.
Don Madden.
Boom, bang.
I can't believe it. You and your sister, then you and Lisa? She felt his cock jerk as cum shot from his cock. It landed on his
Wait,
chest.
Wait, seriously?
Wow!
That is a sixth sense right here.
He literally came from thinking about his girlfriend?
Cheating on him.
Having sex with her sister.
Yeah, while dating him.
I don't actually know if they're dating.
Yes.
I think they're just having sex.
No, they're dating.
They technically
they're just
went on
blowing
dates.
Each other.
She quickly put her mouth over the head and swallowed the rest. Zach scooped the cum off.
Scoop.
Well, it had pooled at that point, so.
Zach scooped the cum off his chest and sucked it off his finger. Kelly saw this and moaned as she came, squirting pussy juice onto Zach's sheets.
What the fuck?
My favorite thing about
Zach,
this is
you
this
just
is...
ate your own cum! That's so sexy! I never imagined a guy doing that!
Oh, I God. Just started last...
God damn it.
Zach, you just ate some of my buses!
I just Sorry. Started last week! I tasted it by accident, and now I can't get enough.
I just need to eat my weight and cum every hour.
Hey, you know, eat your gains.
Eat your gains. Yep. No loss, only gains.
I needed a few minutes to recuperate. Let's... Oh, no.
Yeah, you I'm had gonna, it. You're good.
Yep. I had it. Let's go get a Coke from the kitchen.
So apparently and, I am now married to Bubs.
You're married to Bubs Fat Albert.
Bubs Val Albert?
Yes.
Perfect.
Oh, Bubs
it is
Val Berta.
To note, everyone, all of our viewers, it's okay to eat your own cum, but it doesn't taste great.
No.
Nope.
And it doesn't feel great in your mouth.
No.
No.
No, it's a real bad texture.
Wait, Steve-O, why do you say no? Because you tried it before?
No, nobody likes their own brand, but everyone's tried it.
All right, next up is Val being refereed by Sean.
Alright. That sounds good. Then it's time for the main event. They both laughed as they got out of bed and walked towards the hall. Well, toward.
What a Zach's... funny story, Zach.
Zach's mom grabbed her clothes and ran to her room, closing the door just as they entered the hall. She lay on her bed, panting. She thought, wow, that was close. She was so excited about what she had heard and seen that she started masturbating again. Just the thought of sweet innocent Kelly eating her sister and Lisa was pushing her closer to the edge. She's not that sweet and innocent! No. When she thought of Zach eating his own cum, that was all she could take and Major Orgasm shook her body. What the
f- Hi, I'm Major Orgasm.
For Paul Dent.
He's a replacement for Major Pain.
No, he's a relative of our previous character, Staffy the Staff Infection.
Did I ever tell you about the time that I...
Yes, yes, you told us about that. That was from that episode. Thank you
Oh,
very
great.
Much.
Did I ever tell you about the time that in the Air Force there was a guy named Captain Crunch?
What?
No.
What was he known for?
Well, he was a doctor at Misawa, and he was just Captain Crunch.
Wow, what a great story.
He was like, I don't like my name. And then we also had a Major Wanker.
Oh, that's the best.
Bye.
No. Next reader.
Next.
Hi. Zach and Kelly ran back to his room. They were laughing as he kept grabbing her luscious ass while she ran. She jumped on his bed, flopped onto her back. I don't know, by the way, I don't know if you guys ever tried, but grabbing someone's ass when they're running is really hard. Like, even
yeah,
you're
more likely to get accidental fisting in there than you are to actually grab the ass.
Is he not trained in the ancient art of butt jitsu?
Clearly, you guys, you have to match speeds with them.
Logan, not everybody is a butt ninja like you.
Well, not everyone's.
I thought you were supposed to overtake their speed. Grab it on the way through.
No.
It's like
no,
a baton pass.
You want to match their speed so you can have maximum butt grab time.
And the important thing is to grab with an underhanded. That way you can grab the meat and then kind of like grab it.
I don't even know how you would grab it overhanded.
And then give it a jiggle.
This is still making me hungry for sushi.
Well, go get your goddamn sushi.
Please continue.
She jumped on his bed, flopped onto her back, spread her legs as wide as she could, and said, "Here I am, big boy." Oh, wait.
It was 170 degrees. Here I am,
big boy. I'm all yours. Make me a woman. All
right, yeah, show is done, Val. That is so hot. Let's go to the bedroom right now.
Val, do the Muppet Val voice.
I don't know Muppet Val. I haven't watched a Muppet in ages.
Muppet Val is literally what Logan was doing the entire last time he was reading.
Oh. Yeah.
Muppet Val is my impression of you.
He crawled onto the bed between her legs and started kissing his way up. He stepped at her pussy and started licking.
She grabbed him
by the ears, pulling him up.
Ow.
On up.
Ow.
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 Yeah. I've had enough foreplay. I want to feel your big hard cock inside
me. It was like 2 seconds.
That's all she needs. She's just got a quick.
Yeah.
Guinness Book of World Records time for foreplay.
Come on, Zach. Fuck me!
You done?
Yeah. No.
I've been dreaming of this for so long. This is going to be great, he said as he rubbed his cock up and down her slit, covering it with her juices. What up? No condom? Okay.
You don't need a condom. Sex is
who needs a condom when you have pineapple
time for
juice?
Teen pregnancy.
His mom moved back into the hall just as he started to slide it in. Kelly moaned as she fell to head, spread her lips, and started to slide in. Zach held his breath as he pushed it in. It had felt great when Kelly had sucked the cock, but this was unbelievable. Then he felt resistance and knew he was against her cherry. No.
Wait, she shoved a cherry in her vagina?
Yeah, you know, gotta make a Tom Collins.
This'll surprise him.
Amaretto sour.
He didn't want to hurt her, so he stopped.
Ew. Amaretto sour.
I like amaretto sour.
Steve, even for you.
What do you mean, Dave? You are the king of light drinks.
You're a light drink.
I'm a tall glass of water.
Thank you, Afrock. Let's see if he can tie a knot with his other head.
Why did you stop, Zach? I want you inside me.
Give me all of your insides. I need
Give
them.
Give me all of your chocolate.
Why are they doing that with their fingers? That's weird.
I don't want to hurt you, Kelly.
I know it's going to hurt, but just do it. Please, fuck me!
By the way, if she shoved a couple of fingers in there already, it's not going to hurt because she already broke mine. She grabbed his ass with both hands and pulled as she humped her ass up. Ow. He took the hint and pushed hard, tearing her cherry and burying his cock completely into her pussy.
Oh, fuck, that hurts!
God damn
it!
Another cherry break.
Oh, duh!
All you are right?
I'm fine. Just don't move for a minute.
Just tell me what you want me to do.
I just said, don't move for a minute. God damn it! Don't even breathe. This really fucking hurts.
He said as he wiped the tears off her face.
And now she's done.
Okay, good, because I'm still editing the damn thing. Next up is shit. Next up is me.
Good game.
All right. Next up is me being refereed by Logan. Oh boy.
Oh boy.
His mom watched in awe as Zach popped Kelly's cherry. She thought how lucky Kelly was to be with someone as gentle and considerate as Zach. You know, just shoving it in there.
She asked for it. Yeah, she asked for it.
She remembered her first time when she was 14 and how the captain of the football team had shoved his cock in and pumped it as fast as he could. She was thankful. She was thankful he didn't last very long. It had been such a bad experience, she didn't have sex again until she met Zach's dad and when she was 18 and in college.
Zach's nameless father.
Yeah, just dad. Just the name is dad. That's it.
Wasn't it Derek?
I never watched the show.
Because we made the joke that Derek
should be named Derek.
The pain subsided and Kelly started to grind her crotch into Zach's. That's kidding. Stop that noise. She moaned and said, okay, start fucking me, but go slow. Zach is not a motorcycle, Dave!
Yes, he Cannon!
Just idle through at 15 miles per hour, sir.
Go.
Zach felt her pussy grabbing his cock.
No.
Those kegels.
It's become sentient and formed a fist. As he slid it out and thought, I'm glad I've come twice already. It's actually still really hard to breathe after all the choking. He pulled.
What you doing?
Are you trying
your own house? Is your business?
Yeah. Are you trying to pull a David?
No.
Security?
No. Glad you disclaimed it with the last name, Val. Thank you. He pulled out...
What?
Nothing.
He pulled out!
He didn't pull out, though. David Carradine...
We're in a nosedive! Danger, danger! Pull out! Till just the head was still inside her, then gently slid back in. He developed...
making weird cat noises.
Is that what your cock sounds like? Is that what we've been hearing all this time, and you blamed it on the dogs or outside, like the neighbor?
Yes. He developed... Just like,
why does the neighbor always try to do yard work while I'm having sex? I don't get it, right?
What the fuck is my dog possibly barking at this hour?
I'm outside your house.
Oh, gosh.
He developed a slow, easy rhythm as he fucked the girl of his dreams.
Nutmeg love. It's fucked.
Oh, Zach, your cock feels so big. It feels so good. Fuck me harder. No. Fuck me faster. Don't ever stop. Not even
fuck me
to
harder,
poop.
Fuck me faster, do it faster.
Don't
fuck me
stop
faster.
Me now.
He picked up the pace and
David,
leaned
you
down.
Said, fuck me stronger.
Fuck me.
Look, all right, I got stuck. I'm sorry.
He picked up the pace and leaned down and kissing her, sliding his tongue into her mouth. They kissed passionately as their hips moved in unison, slamming their crotches together with every stroke.
Your pussy feels like a glove on my cock.
She fits me like a +2 glove.
Fuck me hard, Zach.
Is that like a glove of love? Like, can I borrow a feeling?
Oh, I
can I borrow a feeling?
Oh, I love your cock in my pussy.
Zach fucked her harder. He looked and saw his cock sliding into Kelly's pussy and almost came. Refraction periods just aren't a damn thing in this universe.
No. Well, they stopped to go get a Coke.
It's refractory, sir.
Yeah, they
Coke
did.
Is filled with protein.
He stopped before he lost it and said, "That was close, and I don't want to come yet." He lay there, gently rocking his cock into her. Then he grabbed her ass and rolled over so she was on top. This was new to Kelly.
How do you do that without, like...
Oh, it's a trick they learned in Cirque du Soleil.
Ah.
This was new to Kelly, but she started rocking her hips. She bounced up and down, faster and faster. She could feel her orgasm approaching as she humped harder.
Oh my god, I'm going to come!
Oh god.
I've never felt this good. Oh, Zach, fuck me. Make me come all over your cock.
Very good reading, Christopher Walken.
I was
gonna
say. Hold
on. If that's where we're going with this, let me just reread the whole line. Oh my god. Oh god. I'm going to come. I've never felt this good. Oh,
wrong.
Zach, fuck me. Make me come all over your cock.
It should be, oh my god, I'm going to come.
Zach felt his balls tighten. I've never felt my balls tighten, ever. I felt them shrink, like, when I got scared or got kicked in the balls, but...
Jump in a pool.
That, too. I've never felt them
tighten.
You experience
tighten. Ball tightening, consult your doctor.
Yeah.
I've experienced a lot of things with my balls.
Sorry.
And a lot of things without your balls,
I was going to say, asterisk, balls was, now ball.
Aww.
And he could, and knew, as in it's a new album, he couldn't hold out any longer. He grabbed her ass and fucked his cock up into her as fast as he could.
What the fuck?
Blasted off like a rocket ship into there.
Don't stop me now.
No.
Because I've already come twice.
Already come twice.
I don't have a refractory period. I don't need it now. Because I've got Kelly here.
I'm gonna come. There's no stopping me.
I'm exploding through my pants.
I'm not actually wearing any because I took them off.
I didn't need to take them off because my dick ripped right out of them.
Where is my mom?
Yes, yes, Zach, come in me. Shoot your load deep in my pussy. I want to feel you
shoot
squirt.
Your love all over me.
That
drown
was
me in a milky sea.
That was all he could stand. He slammed into her one last time as the comm shot from his cock. Next up is Deluxe being refereed by me.
Oh boy, go easy. Like, or not, I need to drink more.
Apparently, dirty talk finishes him in like no time.
Yeah.
Kelly felt his hot cum shooting into her and screamed as she came all over his cock.
Ah, it's in my purse!
That's my purse, I don't know you!
Her body shook as wave after wave of her orgasm washed over her body. Zach felt her pussy grip his cock tighter, and his cock jerked harder.
Does her pussy give people literal handshakes at this point?
Yes. Hello, Mr. President.
He has the same type of vagina as a dolphin does.
Oh, God, no.
Oh, no.
Jerked harder, pumping every drop of cum out of his balls. In the hall, his mom had three fingers up her pussy and one in her ass as she came with them. Kelly lay on top of Zach till she felt his cock soften and slip out of her pussy. She could feel his cum start to run out of her and she thought,
waste it.
She straddled his face and said, dinner is served.
Ooh, what are we having? Is it Armor hot dogs?
You're not going to be happy.
Cookie cream pie.
That's good.
Yeah, pie. Yep.
You know, I could go for after this, Zach, is a nice juicy pie. As she pressed the pussy onto his mouth. Oh, he was stunned for a moment. Then he dug in and licked her pussy. Licked her pussy like there was no tomorrow.
Because actually there was no tomorrow. Because,
in fact, there was no tomorrow.
The end of the world.
It's all over now.
The Aztecs were right.
It's all over.
That's it, Zach. Lick my pussy. Huh. Suck your cum out, you nasty boy. Damn, that turns me on. Watching you eat your own cum.
I feel like that would be a little bit less unsettling read as Buffalo Bill.
No, keep going with God. The solid snake.
Yeah,
please.
Remember the basics of CQC. He used his tongue and scooped all his cum from her, then sucked on her lips and licked her clit. She ground her pussy into his mouth, and she was pulling hard on her nipples. Whoa.
Oh, God, I'm going to come again. Don't stop. Lick my clit. Oh, shit, I can't stand it. Eat me. Raw liquid.
You're slowly becoming solid steak.
Solid steak.
Oh, no, I'm becoming solid steak.
Solid steak,
well done.
She screamed and collapsed onto the bed. They both fell asleep as they laid in each other's arms. Zach's mom got dressed and left. Yes. She had rented a motel room earlier, and she was going to let the kids enjoy the rest of the night. Zach awoke to a strange sight. Kelly had crawled into a 69... Huh? Oh, okay. I thought she was doing that in her sleep. Naturally gonna crawl here. Kelly had crawled into a 69 and was sucking his cock. Not being one to pass up a golden opportunity, he pulled a pussy down to his mouth and began licking. They did this for several... Oh, did
no, I miss something? I thought like it was gonna be a golden shower of opportunity.
I mean, there's always an opportunity that just doesn't mean you need to capitalize on it.
Well, you don't know that.
Don't cash in on your investment too quick. They did this for several minutes. Then she slid down his body and slipped his cock into her cunt.
Damn, your dick feels good inside me. Fills me completely. I could fuck you forever.
No, no, please.
She said as she humped on his cock. The position was different as she slid up and down. His cock rubbed her clit. She leaned forward, resting her hands on his knees. That was the perfect spot. She humped faster and faster, her clit rubbing on his prick with every stroke. Zach licked his finger and slid it into her ass.
Sloop.
She screamed. She screamed, oh shit, I'm gonna come, oh fuck, oh fuck, oh fuck, liquid!
Oh fuck me! And that's like, oh shit, oh shit, oh shit, oh shit, oh shit!
Yeah, that felt so good when you stuck your finger up my...
Otacon, that felt so good when you stuck your finger up my ass. I thought I would die.
Oh.
She said, laying her head on his shoulder.
I love making you come, he said as he licked her nipple.
Oh boy, do I enjoy the intercourse with you.
I love it when you give me the creamy goo goo.
Oh all I'd love to never say the creamy goo goo ever again.
The next time we go to sushi, can you please try to order the creamy goo goo?
I will. That's one step away from pop pop. Give me the cummies.
I remember me and my friend went to a Mexican place and what if I got the quesadilla and I called it a quesadilla and the waiter just laughed at me.
Oh, all right, I'll finish the last two lines. He was licking one nipple.
Read that again.
Okay, he was licking one nipple, then the other, and gently rubbing her pussy. It was working. She was becoming horny again. She wrapped her hand around his cock and stroked it. "You didn't come, did you?" she asked. And I am finished.
Yes, with Logan is going to jump ahead and read since he's got to go to work.
No, I don't.
Logan's going to jump ahead and read because he's going to read everything for the rest of the night.
Okay, that's triggered fine. My trap card.
All right, that's fine, but I have to do it as Muppet Val.
Nope. Okay, not happening. Next up is David being refereed by Val.
So we're on page 22, right?
Sure.
Dave, subtract a couple pages.
They're right though. Wait. Oh, I see what happened.
Steve, before Dave starts reading, can you cut me out a clip of him doing the snake voice to read, "Damn, your dick feels so good inside me. It fills me completely."
I can't do that while the recording is going.
Yeah, no, later.
Damn,
later.
It feels so good inside me.
I need it for reasons.
I didn't know you thought that way about me.
Wait a minute. Are you actually going to replace your text tone finally?
Yes. Yes,
what
I am.
What have I done?
Your ass feels great on my cock. It's so tight. Do you like my cock in your ass?
That almost went wrestler. Good show.
Oh, wait. Your ass feels great on my cock. It's so sick. You like my cock in your ass?
What the fuck was that?
That was a dog barking.
It feels awesome. All of your cock in my ass. Fuck me hard to make me scream. Oh, fuck my ass.
Where are you reading, okay, Dave?
Dave, actually read the fic, though.
That was reading the fic.
Dave, you're on page 18.
No, you're not.
Okay. I was one page away.
No, I didn't, but that's all right. We'll have to remedy that, she left. She was getting hornier by the minute, and she said, "I want you to fuck my ass."
That really hurts my voice. I'm not going to do that no more.
It's okay.
It's all right.
Are you kidding?
Dave, read it like Mickey Mouse.
Are you kidding? You really want me to put my cock in your gorgeous ass, huh? Yes, I do. I want to feel it stretching me and sliding in and out.
Magical kingdom, motherfuckers.
If tongues and fingers feel good, then your cock should be out of this world, huh?
Zach went to the bathroom and got a bottle of baby oil, which is not good to use internally, by the way.
Nope.
Use real lube.
We are reaching into the future and turning this into Kingdom Hearts 3 fanfic ahead of time.
Real lube, or you can use extra virgin coconut oil.
It was at that moment Sora came in and then fell into 30 different copies of himself, all with X in the name in various spots.
Oh, God.
And then he's like, "Oh, the darkness!" And then he dives into her ass.
And then Kingdom Hearts was light, or on the moon, or the something to be in. Seriously, looking forward to Kingdom Hearts 3.
Yes,
he walked back to the bed, by Kelly was rubbing her pussy and saying,
"I can't believe I'm doing this, huh? I'm going to get fucked in the ass, and I can hardly wait."
He rolled her onto her stomach and started licking her ass. She moaned and humped her hips, trying to force his tongue deeper. He pulled his face away from her ass and poured some baby oil into her crack. The oil felt cold and caused her to jump. He slid his finger up and down her ass crack, rubbing the oil. He slid his finger in and started pumping it in and out.
"That feels great. Fuck my ass with your finger."
"Are you sure you want to do this?"
"No, I'm not sure I want to be doing this."
He asked, sliding his second finger in.
"Oh, yes, I'm sure. I want your hard cock in my ass now."
Okay.
He poured oil on his cock and rubbed the head around her puckered hole, then began to push it in. He felt the head pop in, and he kept pushing until he had all 6.5 inches in her ass.
The popping, there it goes again.
Good. Yes. Session, doctor.
Yeah, if you got dick pops, insult
dick your pops.
You got dick pops, insult your doctor.
Yes.
Fuck you, doctor.
It's his fault, damn it. You went to med school. What the fuck?
Fix this.
She screamed as she felt her ass stretching wide as he buried his cock completely.
Hold on. Stop. Don't move. Feels like you're slitting me in half. Please don't move.
I'm sorry, Kelly, but do you want me to take it out?
I'm pretty sure that she would have said that before he finished putting
yeah,
it in.
Yeah, he has it already all the way in her. So yeah. What's the deal?
We're already at Disneyland. Yeah.
How many fingers did she have in her ass?
Two. That's enough.
It probably shouldn't be hurting.
Wait, as she said.
It should be uncomfortable.
The real question is, which fingers was it? Was it like index and middle finger, or was it like thumb and ring finger at the same time?
No, it was index and pinky finger in some sort of weird almost shocker.
Or no. It was the okay sign from Emperor's New Groove.
Wait.
When you finger my ass just right.
So wait. Was it the O or the K part of it that was put in?
Yes.
Just the whole thing. There's no time.
She buried her face in a pillow and sobbed as she tried to relax. The longer they lay there, the better it started to feel. She slowly started to rock her hips and said,
"Okay, move slowly, huh?"
Zach slowly slid his dick out. Zach slowly slid his dick out till just the head was in and poured some more oil on it. He slid back in, started fucking her slowly. She moaned and began rocking her hips to meet him. Her ass was tighter than her had been.
Hello, Senor.
I'm not even sure what you're trying to say.
Thank you, Mumbly Joe. Just replace it with another P word that has the same amount of syllables.
Yes.
Pickle.
Her pontoon.
She's a boat.
Platoon?
That's actually worse.
The whole platoon?
Yeah. Sorry, Charlie Sheen. The whole platoon.
Her pigskin.
Who just activated a Yoshi thing?
That's not me.
Who's playing games on this?
Yeah.
And why is it not Dave?
Yeah, why is it not me? Why wasn't I invited?
Well, Dave, you don't have a Nintendo Switch.
I don't need one.
Oh,
Steve. Pokemon's not out yet.
You're not allowed to play games on this show either.
Where were we?
He grabbed her hips and started pumping faster.
Is that it?
Next page.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I did it. I'm done.
Okay, next up is Sean being refereed by David.
What? No! Press read already one person. Why do I gotta do it again?
Well, also you get to do it again after the fine. I'll change it to Sean.
Sean's refereed by Sean? What?
Yeah, okay. Exactly.
I pretty much refereed myself anyway.
Jack off.
Sean's being refereed by Logan.
Oh.
Oh. David, just make a running list of two-syllable P words just so you can reference it whenever it happens.
To Google. Pickle.
Call it a pickle.
Poopy.
No, change it every time.
Your ass feels great on my cock.
Yeah.
It's so tight.
Words
do you
start
like...
with P in two syllables. You go, words.
Do you like my cock in your ass?
No, I don't. 3 out of 5 stars on Yelp.
Purple. Perfect. Pizza. Princess. People. Pumpkin. Party. Picture. Poetry? No, it's poetry. Come on. Person. Power. Pirate. Puppy. Pasta. Problem. Panda.
Prolapse.
Paris.
I'm
penny,
very much hoping
paper,
that somewhere on this list is the word pussy, as in cat.
Pepper. Photo.
And then he goes, no!
How long before he notices?
All right, Dave, read it to yourself and let Sean read.
Program Project Pickle Public.
It's so funny how you don't notice whenever I do that, Steve.
Well, what? Presents, police, cast, panther, picnic, present, pregnant, peanut, Paul.
There you go.
You're banished from the land.
Poppy. Please, someone read.
Oh, I'm trying. Oh, Zach, it feels awesome. I love your cock in my ass. Fuck me harder. Make me scream. Oh, fuck my ass. He fucked her harder and faster. He knew he wouldn't last long as he pounded his dick into her.
Hey, Gary, I can't hold out much longer. I feel like I'm going to explode.
Flabba-dooba-deeba.
Yes, Zach, come in my ass. Let me feel you explode. Kaboom. I want
one
to
punch
on my ass.
What was the word that I'm not allowed to say anymore? Some
pedal,
goo-goo.
Pretzel, physics, pieces, Parker, Papa, Pluto, plastic, Perry, Pia, progress, para.
Keep going, Dave. See where it lands.
Hello, plan.
No, he's going to leave.
Putin, planet, parrot, pocket, private, purchase, palace, polo.
David, let him read. You can.
I didn't need to do it that time.
That was me.
I'm coming.
He screamed as he buried his cock completely in her ass and shot his load.
Ouch.
Oh, God, I'm coming too. She screamed as she felt word of his cum fill her ass.
Who's making the sound of a messy horse?
Stop.
They fell onto their sides with Zach's cock still in her ass. It softened and slid out, and Kelly got up and ran to the bathroom.
Oh. I can't get my butt pregnant!
After that ass fucking, she really had to go.
Yeah, no, that's real.
Zach changed the sheets while, not spelt right, she was gone and threw the dirty ones in the washer. She looked at the clock. He looked at the clock. It was 3 o'clock a.m. They crawled back into bed and fell asleep. It was 9:30 when they woke up, and Zach knew his mom would be home soon. They jumped in the shower and washed each other. Of course they got excited, and he, God, apparently, bent Kelly over and fucked her in the shower. They got dressed and met the gang at the Max.
Wait a minute, hold on, wait. So they go through 6 pages of elaborate sex scenes, and then just bent over and fucked her in the shower. Okay.
Yep.
I think I'm hearing voices, but my eyes don't lie.
The girls...
We chafed. Fuck.
The girls?
The girls went to the mall, and Zach went home and collapsed. Chapter 4. Saturday night, the whole gang went to the movie, so Jack and Kelly could only kiss and cuddle. They did manage to make out some during the movie. She rubbed his cock through his jeans, and he slipped a finger into her cunt when nobody was looking. After the movie, Kelly asked,
Jesse, are you and Slater going to the Max?
No, we have other plans. We'll see you Monday at school. Slater and Jesse walked off, and Kelly whispered to Zach,
Let's follow them and see where they are going.
All right, we are officially halfway through the story.
Hooray!
Yay!
Pilot, Paisley, PETA, Polish, Pattern, Preschool, Parade.
We've had an executive motion put forward to call it poutine every time it happens.
Poutine.
Yeah, call poutine. It poutine.
Poutine.
David, I will server mute you.
Oh, no, then I won't have to listen. Like, it gets to my turn, I read the whole thing, you all pretend to react.
Oh my god, I can't believe you said that.
You know what?
Please not preschool. Yes, I agree.
No. Poutine is on page 5 of the two syllable P words.
I thought you were going to say on the 2 page. I'm like, well, how is it on page 5 if it's only 2 pages?
All right, please. Next up is Astral being refereed by David.
Paintball.
I'm not done yet.
No, you just said they're going.
No, there's one more line after that. They said goodnight to Lisa and Screech, who both went home, and followed far enough behind that they wouldn't be noticed. As they walked, Zach realized where they were going.
Too many going.
That has a really big taint.
All right, now
Holy
next
crap,
up.
My taint is...
Now next up is Astral being refereed by David.
Okay.
I forgot Slater had a key to the gym at school. I bet they were going there to make out.
Oh, hey there, young people.
Got your popsicles.
I hope you're right, Zach. I'd love to watch them make out. Just the thought of it is making my pussy wet.
I don't get turned on by watching two people kiss. It's not my thing.
Nope.
No.
Too softcore.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, my dick is hard as a rock, too.
Oh. Consult your doctor.
If you have an erection for more than 4 hours, consult your doctor.
Actually, no, I think the title is Insult Your Doctor.
David, Slater link me this head. List, please.
Oh, God. Oh,
the list of words?
Yeah, David, link me the list.
Oh, okay.
Thank you.
Slater had his arm around Jesse's shoulders and was rubbing her breast while
They walked. He said, It's going to be great being alone with your mama. I've been so horny since we were here last time.
The ugly one looks like she can bench press really well.
I can lift 500 pounds.
I'll throw you out in the street.
I know what you mean. My pussy's been soaked all week.
Insult the doctor and then insult him.
Motherfucker.
Okay, Dave, here's a good P word, two-syllable P word. From now on, just call it Pueblo.
Yeah, okay.
Right into her Pueblo.
He slid his massive member deep into her Pueblo. He had really good cable reception.
That's a subtitle for your movie, Deep Into the Pueblo.
Oh, baby.
Oh, God.
I've been so horny this week, I could swear I saw Kelly and Lisa playing with themselves in the shower. That would be a sight. I'd love to see you chicks in the shower. She slapped his shoulders and said, "You pig!" They both laughed as he unlocked the door. They walked through the gym and into the wrestling room. The smell, athletes, was heavy in the air, and even though she wouldn't admit it, it was really turning Jesse on. She grabbed Slater and threw him on the mat. She began kissing him and taking his clothes off. Slater's hands were cupping her ass and pulling her to him as he ground his crotch into her.
This is the most boring sex.
Oh, the passion.
Oh, the passion.
Of the Christ, yes. Starring Mel Gibson and Jesus Christ.
How about some music, mama? He asked as he turned on a radio that the wrestlers listened to during some practices. Get your clothes off, Slater. I want your cock now. Zack and Kelly had followed them through the gym and were watching through the door. The lights were on in the wrestling room, but not the gym, so they couldn't be seen. They played with each other as they watched Slater and Jesse strip. Zack thought,
Jesse sure has a nice body. Her tits are much bigger than Kelly's.
Kelly was admiring Slater's body, too. She thought, look at his muscles. He looks like a Greek statue.
He was hung like one, too.
And he says, just as expensive.
Then she saw his cock, and she was glad she was with Zack.
Was with Zack. And also, I mean, his chicken's pretty impressive, but,
Mm-hmm. It wasn't small. It was almost 6 inches long. But it was thinner than Zack's.
It's like a silly string.
Yeah,
like a Twizzler.
Wasn't his dick pipe cleaner. Thick?
Don't ever sound with a pipe cleaner. Please, don't do it.
Oh, God.
Jesus fucking Christ. Can I amend that and say don't ever sound?
No, we don't want to be, you know, exclusionary.
Yeah, to each their kink.
Okay.
Just be careful, guys.
We're into everything except Hitler. Don't Hitler.
Don't ever sound with Hitler.
Yeah, don't put a Hitler down your penis hole.
You get the cholera. She stroked Zack's cock faster as she watched. Jesse was lying on her back as Slater licked her nipples and ran his finger up and down her slit. She moaned and spread her legs, giving him better access to her pussy. He slipped a finger inside and slowly moved it in and out.
That's
kind of hot, I guess.
Next up is Logan being refereed by me.
Also, wasn't Bayside High School the only school where, like, fucking 30-year-olds went to high school?
And they're like, hello, my fellow kids.
Beverly Hills 90210 starring 50-year-old actors.
Boy, it sure is good listening to the hip-hop.
That feels so good!
Oh, God, not this again. God.
It's happening.
I love when you do that. Come on, Bubba. Get down there and eat me. Lick my pussy like the bad little boy you are.
Oh, mama. I love when you talk to me like that. He said as he buried his face in her crotch. In the gym, Zack was on his knees licking Kelly's pussy. She had her top off and her skirt pulled up. Who's making lip smacking noises?
Oh, I'm eating a popsicle.
Can you maybe do it like a little less sexually?
No, more sexually.
More sexually.
We're gonna start hearing deep throat sounds from David now because of you.
Yeah, no, I'll watch the ASMR video later. I don't need to hear it right now.
Somebody start doing the grapefruit technique.
Please, oh, no. Yeah. Oh, give me your cummies, popsicle daddy.
I had the most awful experience at the grocery store the other day. I went to get oranges, and I got all the way home before I realized they were grapefruits.
No!
Oh, dude, this sucks. No.
Holding them with terror in your eyes.
Like, peel it, and you're like, why is this
eat
thing...
my pussy, Zach!
Oh.
You're so good! I feel like I'm going to come already!
Very sad as she felt a small orgasm shake her body. Slater was licking Jesse's pussy from bottom to top, loving the taste as she held his head tight against her crotch, humping her pussy hard against his face.
Lick my clit! Don't stop! Eat me, you pig!
She screamed.
It's your thing!
Okay, here I go!
His face harder.
Oh, Slater, I'm coming!
Cue the gif of Kermit going, yay!
I can lick it 9 times!
Her whole body shook as she came all over his face. Slater swallowed as much as he could. He loved the taste, and he loved making Jesse come. He kissed his way up her body and lay beside her while she caught her breath.
Can you do this as McCree?
I can see what I can do. You made me come so hard when you eat me. That was not a very well thought out sentence.
Nope.
That's my job, Mama. They kissed while they lay there. Jesse began stroking Slater's cock and said, "There's only one thing I like better than your tongue, and that's your cock. Jesse, name's Jesse McCree."
It's high school.
Well done, Steve. Well done.
You know what time it is.
Jesse, will you suck my cock this time?
Draw.
We've been through this before, and you know I don't do that.
Before you know I don't do that, there's no and.
And you can go fuck yourself. Poor Slater doesn't get to feel her mouth and tongue on his cock, and doesn't get to feel his cum squirt into her mouth, Zach said to Kelly. Jesse, that's my name. Jesse doesn't know what she's missing either. I love the way your cum tastes and feels sliding down my throat.
Oh no.
Kelly said she got on him and started sucking Zach's hard cock. She started pushing farther down as she gagged as it hit her throat, but she relaxed and took more with each stroke. She felt the head slip into her throat and finally nosed Zach's pubic hair. His balls were against her chin.
I would imagine that would, like, make you feel like you have to sneeze. Oh, next up is Val being refereed by Sean.
So when you sneeze, would cum just come out?
That's a good question.
No, it's not. It's a very stupid question.
No, it is. I'm legitimately thinking about this now.
You shouldn't legitimately be thinking about this because there's no physical reason why cum would come out.
What if you made them laugh
while coming?
Oh, that sounds awful. You laughing while swallowing cum and then it goes up your nose.
Oh, that is a sinus infection waiting to happen.
Consult your doctor.
Consult your doctor about cum nose.
To be fair, you can't get a mouth pregnant, so...
To be a fair.
I want to be a fair with a Ferris wheel and like a fun house.
And one of the Tilt-A-Whirls and maybe even a Gravitron.
Dude, the Gravitron's like the best ride. Yeah, no, the best part is like when, as an adult, you know how physics works. So you just like stand sideways.
And then you're the coolest kid on the Gravitron.
Yeah, you're the coolest kid on the Gravitron. That's exactly right.
Next person to draw gay porn and McCree and Hanzo, it's getting a fucking ban, says Overwatch.
I mean,
oh, and there it goes.
It's about time for me to get banned.
Val, you're up. Read.
No, frame what? Steve so he can't play it anymore. He can play Paladins with me.
Dave, nobody wants to play Paladins.
No, everybody wants to play it. It's the best game.
Stop being such a mad boy and just play Overwatch. Val, read!
I'm waiting for them to finish. Are you guys done?
We're totally done.
Never.
I'm done.
Never done.
David. Okay.
For now.
To be a fair, you can't get a mouth pregnant. David Millpool Hubarsh.
I said that with my face nubs.
Yes. Okay. She had done it. She had deep throated him. Zek couldn't believe she was swallowing his cock. Yeah, with the sounding like going with it. Yeah.
Balls resting on her chin.
Yep. Look, I have a beard.
And it's tingly. The feeling was incredible. He knew he would come soon, feeling Killing's throat, squeezing his ding when she swallowed. No commas. Oh, Killing, I'm gonna come right down your throat. Oh shit, here it comes.
Ding, 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 ding.
I gotta say, the amount of times these people can orgasm is pretty astounding.
I think this is a different day, dude.
Yeah.
Yeah, are we sure? Because they didn't use, like, anything.
Yeah, they did.
They slept for like 6 hours.
So instead of giving the verbal warning, maybe we should kickstart a device that makes the sound of an oncoming train bell whenever people are about to come.
It's okay.
And then people will really be saved by the bell.
Alright, because they're saved by
the bell. I did it, ban me.
He said grabbing her head and shoving his dick down her throat. Ow. She felt the first shot go down her throat and moved her head back until just his head was in her mouth so she could taste the rest. She held his cum in her mouth and then kissed him, letting him share his load. Oh, hey, snowballing. Pretty much. Do you think Zack and Kelly have done it yet? Slater asked Jesse. No way! Kelly's too goody-goody to do anything like this. Yeah, I guess you're right. I'm sure glad I'm going out with you.
All
right,
in retrospective... You know when we read a story that doesn't have any sex at all, and then we're like, where's the sex? This is the polar opposite, and it's just as hard to work material in here because it's all explicit, and there's nothing else to tie in.
Well, maybe someone who's supposed to read the fix ahead of time and tell us if they're good should do
it's
that.
It's not... I don't say whether or not they're good. I say whether or not they contain too much gore or non-con. That's it. There's no quality control. Right. We're Sega of Europe. There's no quality control here.
It's all right.
Isn't he supposed to be trying to get bad stuff, though?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's fine.
Please continue. Okay.
Thank you. Jesse straddled Slater and moaned as she slid her pussy down over his hard cock. She loved the feel of his dick sliding into her pussy. They always fucked in this position with her on top because she was such a feminist she didn't want him to be in control. Wow! What?
What does that mean?
That doesn't mean anything. That's not how it works. Like, if she were dominant, then yeah. And you can still dump from the bottom.
Whatever, let's ignore it.
Well, that was the same reason she didn't give head. She didn't want to feel she was serving him. Fuck.
This has got weird messages.
Yeah, I am not okay with this. This is not how feminists are. Like, at least not someone who actually is a feminist. That feels so good, Jesse. I love the way your pussy grabs my dick. Oh, Slayer, your dick feels so good. I think I'm gonna come again. Me too, here it comes, mama!
I thought you were about to say, me too, incoming!
No. Oh yeah, shoot it, let me feel it!
Shoot your love all over me, drown me in an LKC.
It feels like somebody got the Redeemer in Unreal Tournament and just shot it at my face.
She collapses on top of him as shot after shot of his cum fills her pussy to overflowing, and she screams at her own orgasm shakes her body. So,
wow.
Well, get out of my brain, but not out of my house.
Well, good, that was my house too, bitch.
Get out of my head and into my life.
Zack looked at his watch and saw it was time to take Kelly home. They quietly got dressed and left. After yelling your orgasm.
There was nothing else to say. They got all the words out they needed to.
Yeah. Can you believe they think I'm too goody-goody? Wouldn't they be surprised if they had seen us last night? Kelly said. They both laughed as they remembered their marathon of sex, including Kelly getting fucked in the ass. That was so hot watching them fuck. It really turned me on. My dick is still hard. Go see your doctor. Zack said as they walked towards Kelly's house. I wish we had more time. Wouldn't it be fun to join them?
Just
a PSA, that's not how you want to arrange a foursome.
No, you arrange a foursome the traditional way, on Craigslist.
No.
the safest, sanest way to arrange a foursome.
Relationships, foursome. This is soliciting a legitimate foursome and is no way, shape, or form trying to get a murder on.
Great.
Ignore the tarp.
Next up is me being refereed by Logan. All right, page 23. Yeah, it would be. It would be exciting having somebody watch and maybe watch you and Jesse.
Zach, you're so nasty. But I would like to eat her and have her eat me.
Add the word out, not eat her, like cannibal.
Come on, eat me! Eat me! Eat me!
They're eating her, and then they're gonna eat me!
Oh.
And I'm so good!
And then there was that scene with all the corn.
Hey, is there, look, we got Pickle Rick.
Is there corn porn? Give me corn porn.
Yes, there is.
Yes, we posted it before.
We've seen it before.
I want more. I want to be reminded.
One second.
I think in particular the reason why this sex is the flat RC Cola of written pornography is the distinct lack of any character weight that all of this has. Also, it's repetitive in its word. Porn on the cop. In its words and phrasing, it's just bland and boring and blar.
Steve, read!
Here's another one for you.
Stop trying to analyze it and just read!
Okay. Hold on, let me look up an in-depth analysis of this.
No.
Man, just the thought of watching you two eat each other is making me so horny, I feel like I might come in my pants. I'd love to feel her tongue on my pussy. Then maybe after we've eaten each other, you and Slater could suck each other's cocks. Come on, Kelly. I'm not gay. Boo!
But the league goes on.
I know you're not gay, but you do like the taste of cum. Just imagine just imagine drinking it straight from the source.
Oh, yeah!
Zach thought for a moment, then said, maybe that would be fun, but Slater would never do it. Don't be too sure. If he's horny enough, he would. Just thinking about you sliding your mouth up and down his hot cock is making me crazy.
Crazy! Making me crazy!
She said, reaching down and rubbing her pussy. I know I'm about to explode.
And a corn vibrator.
Hyper wank device?
Yeah!
Boku no sexual harassment? I want this.
Hey, people looking on Steve-O's wish list, be sure to send this to his mailbox.
No, send it to my mom's mailbox, addressed to me.
I love one of the things in the URL where it's pedo bear.
Steve, why are you getting corn vibrators sent to my house?
Why is my mom now a crossover between Steve-O's mom and Teen Girl Squad?
So good!
Oh.
Corned!
Okay. Come on, Zach, fuck me. It won't take but a minute. We can go behind these bushes. I've got to feel your cock in me, she said as she pulled him into some bushes. She pulled her panties down and bent over. Come on, Zach, stick your cock in my pussy and fuck me. Zach dropped his pants and walked up behind her, slipping his cock into her. They both moaned as he began fucking her hard and fast. He grabbed her hips and fucked her as fast as he could. God, this is so boring! Oh, Zach, fuck me hard. It feels so good. Tell me how you're going to suck Slater's cock.
Snake eater!
Support your answer. I want to slide it into my mouth, licking it with my tongue, and feel it slide into my throat. That is Microsoft Sam material right there!
Why, yes, I do love this.
I want to slide it into my mouth, licking it with my tongue, and feel it slide into my throat.
No, it's more like, I want to slide it into my mouth.
I need your clothes, your boots, and your panties.
H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H-H. That's...
Well, Steve, do you have the text-to-speech in Discord active?
No, there's a text-to-speech in Discord active?
Yeah!
There is a text-to-speech in Discord thing, yes.
Hold on one second. Let me see if I can find it.
This is important.
Where is text-to-speech? Text and images.
Joey can send oh.
There it went.
Oh. All right, copy paste that line and let's see what happens.
Wait, how do you do? How do you do text to speech?
You didn't just hear it because we heard it.
Oh gosh.
Rushfire said ORIG07.deviantart.net. So Lux said bees.
Okay, now you're gonna now you're gonna have to disable this.
So Lux said bees. So Lux said bees.
Server settings. How do I disable?
Rushfire said so Lux says bees. Lux said bees. Lackope said yes baby right there. Aquahawk said brush.
Where? So how do I bees. Do this thing?
So over Lux here. Said bees. Deluxe said suba. Astral said help me. Aquahawk said John Madden. So Lux said bees. Squirrel Ophiodun said John Madden, John Madden, John Madden, John Madden. John Madden, John Madden, John Madden, John Madden, John
how
Madden,
can I
John
disable Madden, text John Madden, John Madden.
Deluxe said football. Sim Phoenix said I want to slide it into my mouth, licking it with my tongue,
and feel it slide into my throat. Stop this.
No! Said not all right, hold on. Where's my settings thing? Settings. Text and images.
Said, come on, Zach, fuck me. It won't take but a minute. We can go behind these bushes. I've got to feel your cock in me. She said as she pulled him into some bushes.
Can you do it for us now?
She pulled her panties.
I disabled it, but it's still going!
You done said
Saloon said bees.
I got one last text.
No, it's already disabled, dude.
Yeah, I disabled it on mine too.
Did you disable it in the
please
permissions
get
thing?
Get back to the reading.
Okay, so I have to disable it myself too. All right.
I'm actually disabling it for everyone. There, fans are now no longer able to send TTS either.
Oh god.
So Lux,
you want to get banned?
That was just in time, Steve-O.
Yeah.
It could have been so bad.
Would have loved to hear that weeb speak.
So alright, let me get back to the story. Hold on. Solak said bees.
Rushfire said Solak says bees.
Yay.
Please keep it in. Please keep it in.
Yes. Steve doesn't edit stuff out.
Yes, I do.
No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
That's right.
Don't edit out.
I've edited out Logan from every episode this season. He doesn't exist.
That's a lie because I've listened to some episodes this season.
I too am guys... egotistical and listen to myself.
That sounds so hot. I want to watch you suck his cock all the way down your throat. I'm going to keep sucking it till he screams and shoots his hot cum into my mouth. He said as he felt his balls tighten and knew he was about to explode. Oh shit, the Kelly, balloon. I'm going to cum. Yes, Zach, shoot it in me. Fill me up with your hot, thick cum. What?
Nothing, Steve. Keep going, please.
Yes.
Kelly said and she felt his cum shooting into her, causing her pussy to contract as she came with him. Oh, Zach, I'm coming too. Fuck me. Oh, I love when you fuck me. Next up is Deluxe says bees. Being refereed by Steve-O.
Fuck it, if there's a voice you want me to do, just say so midway through. Her knees started to
wait, 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 we have a bee emote? We have a bee emote?
No, the bee emote is...
Bee emote is global. However,
it's global.
So, Deluxe, if you can... Please read it as Microsoft Sam, meaning that everything is basically normal until you get to the end and then you have a very crazy drop.
Anytime they say penis, can you say bees?
Bees.
You can say bees instead of pussy if you want.
No, bees.
No, that's Pueblo.
I'm sorry, okay. I will add that as an emoji, hold on.
Her knees started to buckle, and she would have fallen if Zach hadn't been holding her hips. His dick softened and slid out with a pop. Consult your doctor. They hurried and dressed and ran to her house. Luckily, they were only a few minutes late. Monday at school, Kelly's sister Nikki dropped by. She caught Zach at his locker, walked up to him, and said, "Hey, Zach. Hi, Zach. Kelly told me what a good time you had this weekend." While she was talking, she reached down and squeezed his cock. Whoa.
Just in the hall?
No, when you react, you also have to sound like Microsoft Samso.
Oh,
whoa.
Sorry. Squeezed his cock. Whoa.
Whoa.
Oh, wait, I'll really reset. "Hey, Nikki, what are you doing? You had better be careful. You might cause a problem. We wouldn't want anybody seeing you do that and tell Kelly. She wouldn't mind if I play with your cock. After all, I did suck your cum out of her pussy Saturday night." Zach groaned as he fought to keep from coming in his pants. "Even so, we still don't want other people knowing about it. Come with me," he said, taking her hand.
"If you want to live."
"I need your clothes, your boots, and your
pillow." "I need your clothes, your boots, and your motorcycle,"
he said, taking her hand and leading her to a small room in the basement that nobody used. They hadn't seen Jesse watching them in the hall. Nikki grabbed Zach and kissed him passionately, sliding her tongue into his mouth. He returned the kiss, and their tongues wrestled in each other's mouths.
"Oh, brother!"
"And they get the pin!" He slid his hands down her sides and grabbed her ass with both hands, pulling her tight against him. He broke the kiss and said, "We shouldn't be doing this. I'm dating your sister and don't want to cheat on her. Don't worry, it was her idea for me to come here today." This is very progressive. "Are you serious? Kelly told you to come here and seduce me." "That's right. I told her how much I want to get fucked, and I should feel what it's like to be fucked by you," she said as she unzipped his pants, pulled his cock out, and began stroking it. "Man, you have such a nice dick. It's longer and thicker than Johnny's. I didn't think she meant for you to come here and grab my dick." Sorry, grab my bees. She was telling she was just telling you how good it felt when we fucked. She kept stroking his cock while he talked, and she knew he was enjoying it. "Nikki, you really should stop. It was feeling so good, he was losing his will to stop." Then Nikki got on her knees and started giving him a blowjob. He knew he should stop her, but thought, "What the hell? She and Kelly eat each other. Why shouldn't I have some fun?" She sucked his cock like a pro, licking the head as she... God, this is so much. As she slid it out of her mouth, he thought she must practice a lot with Johnny. Jesse found Kelly and said, "I saw Zach and Nikki talking in the hall." Of course they were talking. They are friends.
Okay.
Okay. Before anyone else continues, Tommy Wiseau just posted on Twitter that he's having a sale on items such as underwear that says Tommy Wiseau on the waistband.
Oh my god! How much?
Links.
Links.
I'm okay with this.
A link in the chat.
There we go. At TommyWiseau.com.
Yep. Small interjection. Also, next up would be David being refereed by Val, but first.
No!
The Conjuring of Catherine.
Is now $15.99.
The Conjuring of Catherine by SuperJoe608. It was a boring Monday morning in Japan land.
The fuck are you reading?
Just give me a second. It's a paragraph, please. There was once a girl who has freaky sex powers, and her name was Catherine. One day,
I want you to stop, Steve, because I want you to put it in text-to-speech.
One day, Catherine was hanging out at a club where she ate pizza and drank juice. That better, Dave?
No.
She looked around to find a man to screw with, because that's what all girls do for good anyway, other than cooking some dinner.
What?
She saw this guy with a weird shag and really baggy eyes, but she didn't focus on him. She took his eyes to another man who was sitting behind him. It was none other than the greatest sex machine in the entire Japan land. It was John Madden. He was sitting there with a football in one hand while he was eating a beef sandwich.
Indiscriminate beef sandwich? It was probably a hunk of beef.
Already, this story has better characterization than the story we are currently reading. Catherine walked up to the football legend and said, "Hey, you're John Madden. I love you." John Madden looked at Catherine and got a major pony in his pants. I'm John Madden, Madden said. He then started to shove the football he had into Catherine's crouch. Because he hated women, but Catherine was different. He took a football out of his pants and shoved it down Catherine's mouth.
Oh.
She survived because that wasn't the biggest thing that was shoved down her throat. Catherine stripped down naked and started to have hot making love with John Madden. But John Madden didn't like it up the puss and went for the poop pipe.
Why does John Madden have a puss?
So, I said we're remodeling your shithole.
Oh, Jesus.
So now John Madden was having hot forced making love with her. Everyone but that shag guy didn't mind. The shag guy killed himself because he was the useless character in the entire game and was not the main character. John Madden then sucked the life out of Catherine, and now John Madden became Catherine in the entire game and will continue to have freaky sex powers. And then John Madden died because of the Nazi 9/11 planes. The end.
Wow.
What?
Wow.
What game?
The game called Catherine.
Yeah, Catherine.
Sure.
Go, favorite. David. I needed that. Poop pipe.
God damn it, Dave.
We're on page 25, Dave.
I was on 26. That was cool. All right. Now, before I begin, I have a leftover drink that I need to drink. So bear with me 1 second. It's about half a pint glass.
Slurp it. Dead air. Dead air.
Oh, man. That mime's orgasm is the best.
Dead air.
Yeah.
Dead.
Oh.
Dead air.
Job. I was drinking half a pint of whiskey. What do you want from me?
Do it faster next time.
Look, I don't want to throw up, dude.
That's the
shotgun
point.
It.
I did shotgun it. It's gone.
Read the thing.
Read, Dave.
Okay. Gotta get into character.
John Madden.
Stop saying
and
John
saw,
Madden.
I also saw them go into the basement. Well, Nikki must have asked Zach to show her something. I think I'll go see what it is, Kelly said. And she walked toward the basement door. Squeak. She couldn't believe Zach would cheat on her.
No, why could what?
Dave, come on, man.
Sir, I hear voices, but my eyes are open. She heard voices. Thanks, Logs. She heard voices and followed them into the room. Or, excuse me, she followed them to the room Zach and Nikki were in. As she opened the door, she was shocked to see Nikki on her knees, sucking Zach's cock. She was mad for a moment, then she felt her twitch as she realized how sexy Nikki looked with Zach's dick in her mouth. While she watched them, she rubbed her crotch, and then she quickly stripped and walked into the room and said,
"And if I don't you..."
Kelly got on her knees, and she and Nikki began kissing each other. Nikki stripped while Kelly sucked Zach's cock. Nikki spread a blanket she found in a box, and girls began 69, the numbering, while Zach took his clothes off. I didn't say Pueblo. I'm sorry, dude. Jeez. Don't give me... I'll get it next time. I'll get it next time, I swear. I know, right? I'll get it next time. There's one coming up, so we're good. We're good. Kiwa... Oh, Steve, come on, man.
Wait.
Don't air hockey me on this, bro. He loved watching them eat each other, and his dick felt harder than ever as he saw Kelly licking Nikki's clit. He moaned, or she moaned. Wasn't he, was it she? She moaned and pulled her mouth away from Kelly's Pueblo and said, "That feels really good, Kelly, but I really want Zach to fuck me." Kelly climbed off Nikki and said,
"Zach, come over here and fuck my little sister. Let her feel your hard cock slide into her."
She thought for a minute, then said, "It's time to boldly go where no man has gone before." They all laughed as Zach began humming the Star Trek theme. Logs, can you hum the Star Trek theme while I read? He crawled.
Da, 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 da,
I'm sorry, is your name Logs?
Yes.
Well, technically your name isn't Logs either, but it's cute.
I am now Logs.
D-Lux is now Logs.
Log says bees.
Brushfire says that Solix says that Log says bees.
Oh, I don't like this loop anymore.
please go comment on the status that I posted in Nerdy Show Lounge if you have access to it. Love you forever. Thank you. K-bye. D-Lux.
Read!
I'm trying! No, why didn't you ruin it, Steve? Hold on. I can't react badly to it. Oh, yes, I can. Haha, angry. Yeah. Now everyone will know my wrath. I saw Star Trek. Where did Star Trek go? Okay. He crawled in. Knit logs, please resume. He crawled in between Mickey's widespread legs and thought, Sheriff.
The final frontier. With a small tits and a tiny patch of light brown pubic hair.
Kelly reached down and guided his cock into Nikki's waiting pueblo and said, this is gonna hurt at first, but then it will feel awesome.
Don't worry, Kelly. I pop my cherry with your hairbrush?
Oh, gross.
With the handle. Dude, I hope you wash it afterwards. I
mean, it'll be a frying pan.
Well, I mean, at least it's seasoned.
Hey.
Hey, guys, post pictures of frying pans in chat.
Val, why did you send this to me? Why did you send me this link?
Kelly pulled Zach closer and rubbed his quack up and down Nikki's slot, coating the head with her juices. She lined up instead.
Okay, Zach, appreciate it.
He began slowly sliding his cock into her wet pueblo. He was halfway in, then pulled back and began a slow, easy in and out, going deeper with each stroke. Nikki was loving it. That whiskey is hitting me currently pretty hard. Here was Zach fucking her while her gorgeous sister watched. Kelly watched as Zach fucked Nikki. She played with herself with one hand and rubbed Nikki's clit with the other. Nikki moaned as she felt Zach stretching her pueblo. Oh, Zach, your pueblo feels so big. Fuck me hard. Let me feel you stretch me out. Oh, fuck me, please. Come on, Zach. Fuck her harder. She wanted your dick. Now give it to her. Kelly said as she felt her orgasm approaching. He fucked her hard, pounding all 6.5 inches into her with every stroke. Nikki felt herself getting ready to come. His cock was hitting places. She didn't know she had.
I'm trying to imagine, like, what?
I better see some fucking frying pans. Why do I not see any frying pans?
Because you're not looking at chat.
Frying pans. All right, great job, guys. Trusty frying pan is a trying pan. Yay, Solix wins the prize tonight. Yeah. No, Solix wins. Solix says bees, and he wins.
Oh, dang it.
Also, good on the furry porn. Thanks. Keep it up. Like the furry porn, good stuff. Not into that. I mean, I'm into that, but, you know, not into that.
We all know you're way into it, buddy.
And Solix says bees. All right. It comes full circle. Thanks, guys. This is a really great episode of Friday Night Fan Fiction.
We're not done thank you yet. All for joining.
We're not. Why?
Did you finish your thing?
Also, yes, and what
well,
is
we
that?
We still have Sean! Don't you dare forget about Sean!
Hold on, what is that garbage that just showed up?
I do not have sex with pans. I don't see a problem with this.
Did somebody delete our Solix's Bees post?
No.
No, it's
okay,
just
good.
How can you delete it? There, it's everywhere.
I'm liking my own status because I'm that kind of asshole. Dude, furry porn and frying pan. Good job.
Oh my god, let Sean read!
He can read at any time, he just chooses not to.
Because I can't get a word in edgewise.
Alright, well here's your edge. Now be wise.
Be David Wise and write Donkey Kong Country.
Yeah, make Donkey Kong Country. What are you waiting for?
Dave, I can't
is that a
wait
penis in fucking frying pans?
Why yes! can't you wait until September?
Because I get to go down to Florida and beat David up.
Oh, yeah, look at him. He's so hard. He's going to beat me right in my... Yes!
There we go. I got my word in edgewise in chat.
But he's not holding the frying pans. 0 points.
I can edit it.
All right, now we need to actually let him read.
Edit it in a frying pan, please. Ow, fuck my leg!
Blame take the bees. That.
She was humping her hips in perfect rhythm with his meeting every stroke. Zach knew he couldn't last much longer and moaned as he slammed into her one last time, shooting his load up her tight, wet cunt. He screamed, "Oh shit, I'm coming!"
Wait, 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 wait. Sean, do you live with anybody?
Yeah, no.
I have
neighbors.
That would have been really funny.
I have neighbors that are very close to me, but I don't live with anyone.
By God, I'm coming too.
Oh, God, I'm coming too.
She felt his hot cum squirt into her over and over. He collapsed on top of her and rolled onto his back as he felt his dick softening. They lay there breathing heavily as Kelly began sucking his dick, savoring the taste of the combination of their juices. Kelly, I need a few minutes rest, he said as he pulled her head away from his dick. She was disappointed and said,
this should get you going again.
And she sat on her... As she sat her pussy on Nikki's mouth, she began grinding her pussy into her mouth and said,
come on, Nikki, eat me. I let my boyfriend fuck you. Now get your tongue busy on my pussy.
Zach rolled onto his side and watched as Nikki started licking Kelly's pussy. His dick began to grow because there's no refractory period as he heard Kelly moaning.
Dick monster.
And then the Grinch's dick grew 3 sizes that day.
He got up and started sucking Kelly's nipples, alternating from one to the other, like Pong. Kelly moaned and said,
lay down, Zach! I've got to feel your dick inside me!
Wait, does it actually say like Pong?
No, I added that.
Editorializing.
Fuck, I'll do whatever I want.
That's not what editorializing.
Meanwhile, Sean's like, fuck the police. I don't give a shit. What are you gonna do about it? Go to Canada? I don't think so. Oh, my microphone.
He's hitting everything.
She straddled him and lowered herself onto him, moaning as she felt his hard cock slip into her soaking wet pussy. She stared into his eyes while she bounced up and down on his cock, driving it completely into her. She said,
sit on his face, Nikki. Let him clean his cum from your pussy.
Okay, I see something here. It's wrong. Nikki lowered her 12-year-old pussy onto...
Oh, no! No, not sexy.
Party foul, 10-yard penalty.
Bad.
Previously, she said 13.
Not any better.
Still not good, but yes.
Yeah, worse.
Hey, she has one of those magical de-aging machines.
Obviously young forever.
Good night,
everybody. I like
everybody.
How Lack of Sense just went on E621 and used this the furry porn frying pan tag. Well done, sir.
Did you see the submission I have made to you, David, now that I've completed the edit?
Yes, it's so good. Oh, my God.
All right, you guys can cream about it later. We're 2 minutes away. Steve, and we have to finish this page.
Oh, I can make it a sticky. Awesome.
And shivered when she felt his tongue slide deep into her and lick his cum from her pussy. Kelly began licking Nikki's left nipple as she humped Zach harder and faster. Nikki was moaning and grinding her pussy into his mouth. Kelly sat up and Nikki sucked her nipples. She could see Zach's cock sliding in and out of Kelly's pussy, and it was driving her crazy. She felt Zach start licking her clit, and that was all she could take. She screamed,
I'm coming again! Oh, Zach! With my pussy!
Her whole body shook as she soaked his face with her juice. Kelly saw Nikki coming, and she felt Zach's cock swell and said,
eat her, Zach! Make her come Al over your face.
Al?
Al. Yeah, Al. It's Al.
Alan.
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 Yes, old jokes are old.
She felt herself start to come, and she yelled,
oh, shit! I'm coming, too! Fuck me, Zach! Shoot your hot load! Fill me up!
She collapsed as she felt his cum shooting into her. They spent the rest of the afternoon fucking and sucking, trying every combination they could think of. Jessie wondered what had happened, so she told Lisa about Kelly going into the basement looking for Zach and Nikki. She and Lisa started into the basement and heard all the moaning and screaming. Jessie was shocked. She didn't think good girl Kelly knew anything about sex. And here she was having a wild threesome with Zach and her little sister Nikki.
I gotta say, threesomes take a lot of, like...
It's a lot of coordination. It's like...
Yeah, coordination. The only word that could come to mind was technicality, which is not quite that.
I can't believe this is happening, she said to Lisa.
And we're done.
Yeah.
Except we still have another episode of reading this.
Oh, yay! God.
Yay. Chat said bees.
Yep. Well, Sean, you said that this is missing chapters 6 and 7.
6 and 7, yeah.
So we have even more of this to read than the 13 pages that are left?
Yeah.
What are we going to do without chapters 6 and 7?
Well, we're going to add chapter 6 and 7. That's what we're going to damn well do.
That's four episodes. God.
We going to do it.
I don't know if we can do it. I don't.
This is not Back to the Frollo. You can make it through this. Like Back to the...
Maybe. We'll see. We'll see what we can get through. I just need less generic sex. Finding erotic John Madden fanfiction was my reprieve, and that, you know, we're reaching the bottom of the
barrel.
I like
how you can just go off on tangents, but when I do it...
David, you're allowed to go on tangents.
Dave, you going off on tangents is just you going to play fucking goddamn...
Fucking goddamn.
Or reading off a bunch of words that start with P.
No, see, Dave, the tangents we like that you go on are when you go to Wikipedia and read things like the Emancipation Proclamation.
Which is great, by the way. Yeah. 47 years ago, our founding fathers came together and the idea that all men are created.
Hi there. Thanks for listening to Friday Night Fanfiction. Be sure to check out FridayNightFanfiction.com, where you can sign up to be a guest on the show, submit fanfictions for us to read, and join our Discord server to hang out with us. All backing music used in Friday Night Fanfiction is available via Overclocked Remix at ocremix.org. Be sure to check them out for over 3,000 fan arrangements and 60 fan arrangement albums of free video game music. Ending credits music, Koopa Nova by Diodes. Opening musical credits, Traveling by Tim Sheehy. We hope you enjoyed listening to this, and we'll catch you next episode.